Westminster Weekend up next on Abounding Grace Radio. Join us. Pastor Chris Gordon, and on behalf of the Linden United Reformed Church, we bring you Westminster Weekend.
Thanks, Chris. Hi, this is Scott Clark for Westminster Weekend. Today, Pastor Chris Gordon joins the program to talk about the state of the Evangelical Church in the Pacific Northwest, about the megachurch movement, the emergent movement, and how we should think and talk about such issues. Hi, Chris, and welcome to Westminster.
Thanks for having me.
Well, recently... By recently, I mean back in February and March, you wrote a series of blog posts at your blog, which is The Gordian Knot, is the title of the blog. The address is christopherjgordon.blogspot.com. And back in February and March, a series of posts which you entitled Going Off-Roading with God, My Visit to a Local Saddleback Modeled Church. And we'll come back and unpack all that, but that's what we're going to talk about this week and next week on Westminster Weekend. First of all, you use the expression going off-roading. What did you mean by that?
Well, that was a series that was offered by a local, I said Saddleback modeled church here in the Pacific Northwest, and one that has been very influential in the region. Planning large mega churches throughout Bellingham and Whatcom County. And I heard about this series and thought that it would be good to understand what's going on in this church and wanted to hear exactly what's being presented with this series. So I visited this church after being challenged somewhat that I don't have the right to critique churches in the area when I haven't visited them nor understand what's going on. So I took it as an opportunity to visit this worship service on a Saturday.
I think that's fair, it seems to me, that if we're going to criticize people, we should actually know from experience what they're saying and what they're doing. Because I've heard some of the same criticisms and actually done a little, in a sense, off-roading myself over the last year. I've had an opportunity to do some exploring to see what's going on. So we'll come back and talk about that because I think this is a really interesting topic. For the listener who hasn't visited your worship service, describe the congregation briefly and your approach to worship and what kind of contrast there would be between what you see as Christian worship and what you perceive as the Saddleback.
Sure. The United Reformed Church in Linden belongs to the United Reformed Churches of North America, and we are a federation of churches that are committed to the historic Protestant Christian faith and understanding, as outlined in our Reformed creeds and confessions, of what it is to be Reformed. And as we go forward in our worship, we try to follow carefully what has been expressed as biblical worship, that which glorifies God and that which honors His expressed will for us in worship. And so when you walk into the Linden United Reformed Church, you'll notice a real commitment to the Word of God, a focus on the preaching of the Word, a focus on glorifying God as He has commanded in His Word, and having the Word the central place. And so that is opposed to what I experienced as I visited this particular church, which was really an emphasis on a sort of theater-driven approach.
Chris, that is a very interesting expression when you say theater-driven approach. What do you mean when you say theater-driven?
Right. Well, as I walked into this particular service, up on stage, Scott, was a Suzuki 4x4 Samurai vehicle. And, the title, Going Off-Roading with God, there was camping equipment up there. Big lights and all these sort of things. So I walked in, and there was no sense of what we have this conviction of in worship, that I'm coming before a holy God, but that I was there that night to be entertained, just simply put. And I noticed that with every aspect or every part of the worship service that was driven to entertain the people, whether it was the message or whether it was the music, everything was focused on grabbing the people, making the atmosphere light, happy, and they even used the language of inspiring, you know, uplifting, life-giving, and you know, it from an outward perspective, it worked. I mean, there were a lot of people sitting in there.
You raise a number of questions even as you respond. You mentioned the number of people who were there. I can imagine someone listening to this and thinking, well, he's just jealous. They have more people than you do. They're more successful in attracting a crowd than you are, and you're just jealous. How do you respond to that criticism?
Well, there'd be a few ways I'd respond to that. First would be biblically and say, if that's the case, then Christ himself, if we're measuring it on numbers, Christ himself was a failure. John 6, he has 6,000, and he shrinks it all the way down to 12. His teaching was so difficult and so hard for some of them that many of them walked away from Christ's teaching. So we never can really gauge it based on number. You know, and if I went down to the beach and jumped up and down and put a crazy man suit on, I could get a following.
Is that your next evangelistic program? You're going down to the beach? I'm not sure what a crazy man suit looks like, but I think we could probably figure that out. Here's another question, and it seems like there are two different approaches to worship here. And one, as you say, is an entertainment-driven approach to worship, and the other is an approach to which has as its primary object, if you will, God. It's aimed at God, it's directed at God, and it's God-centered, if you will. I can imagine the folks who have embraced the Saddleback model describing it, and by Saddleback, we're referring to Saddleback Community Church in Southern California, one of the major leaders in the mega church growth movement, pastored by Rick Warren, one of the most well-known evangelical pastors in North America, if not the entire world. And they have, over the last 30 years or so, established a paradigm, or adapted a paradigm, really, which they inherited from Robert Schuller and the Crystal Cathedral, which goes back to the 1950s and 60s in Southern California. And in that paradigm, the approach to worship is this. We're going to meet people at the level of their felt needs. Right. We're going to attract them into the worship service by doing things they can understand, by presenting the faith in a popular, accessible, and even, you know, as you say, uplifting, inspiring, entertaining manner. So we're going to get them in on Sundays, was the slogan, and we're going to teach them on Wednesdays. And of course, the conundrum is, if you really do teach them on Wednesdays, won't they on Sundays insist on something a little more substantive? And does that ever really happen? And of course, if you visit the Crystal Cathedral and if you examine their program and get to know what's gone on over the last 40 years or so, you'll see that, in fact, the substantive teaching that was supposed to go on during probably doesn't actually much take place. With this entertainment-driven approach, theater-driven approach, as you've called it, the goal is to get people in the door so that we can reach them with the gospel. What's your problem, Gordon? Don't you want to reach people with a... And Chris, I want you to answer that question when we come back right after this.
In the 17th century, John Bunyan gave us the character Mr. Valiant for Truth. In the 20th century, God gave us another Mr. Valiant for Truth, J. Gresham Machen, the founder of Westminster Seminary. The spirit of Machen lives on at Westminster Seminary, California, where for 30 years we've been fulfilling his vision of training men for ministry and preparing them to be expert in the Bible. WSCAL.edu, 888-480-8474. Westminster Seminary, California, for Christ, His gospel, and His church.
Great question. And I think what really, there's so many things to address here with this subject, but there's two things that immediately come to mind with that. The first thing is that the approach is not honest. You know, Scott, as I walked into the service and I listened to the music, and then I heard the message, which the message was basically how to be a good you. You know, Abraham had some off-roading bumps in life, and here's how you can avoid those bumps and lead a really fulfilled life. This was the extent of what they would view as gospel preaching. It was not honest. It avoided the realities of sin. It avoided the realities of suffering. And I viewed the service as a temporary sort of escape from the real problems that people face and the issues that we have to deal with in coming before Holy God, and that is our sin. So the worship service itself, which really struck me, it became a sort of tonic to avoid reality. And then the realities that they would show to the people and discuss were manipulated. For instance, they would put up on the screen, this was at the Haiti, at the time of the earthquake, and you would feel a lot of focus on Haiti and guilt about we need to be out supporting these people in Haiti for what they're suffering. But then I looked at the worship around me, and I thought, well, this is a grand lie. It doesn't expose the reality of what those people are suffering in Haiti. You've provided a tonic for these people here to avoid the hard realities that we have to deal with. And I think the other thing, which I'm sure you'll appreciate, is something that Machen said years ago, where he talked about this importance of the creator-creature distinction. And I remember this comment I have in front of me that he made in Christianity and Liberalism, where the truth is that liberalism has lost sight of the very center and core of the Christian teaching. In the Christian view of God, as set forth in the Bible, there are many elements. But one attribute of God is absolutely fundamental in the Bible. One attribute is absolutely necessary in order to render intelligible all the rest. That attribute is the awful transcendence of God. From beginning to end, the Bible is concerned to set forth the awful gulf that separates the creature from the Creator. Scott, there was no gulf that day. There was no gulf at all. He was placed on our plane, and he was worshipped as if he were one of us. And actually, it was very man-focused worship.
I understand exactly what you're saying, Chris. I've been seeing some of the very same things in my own travels over the last year as I've had a chance to look around at a variety of evangelical and reformed congregations to see what's happening on the Lord's Day as people gather for worship. And like you, I'm impressed with Isaiah chapter 6 and the vision that we are given there for the God whom we gather to worship every Lord. He said, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple, and above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. If there's anything we need to remember and recall in evangelical and reformed worship today, it's Isaiah's vision of the holiness. Thanks, Pastor. You have given us a lot of provocative material to think about, and we will talk about this next week. That's it for Westminster Weekend. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us again next week, same time, same station, for part two of this discussion about the state of the evangelical churches, and for another episode of Westminster Weekend. Find us on the web at wscal.edu, or call us at 888-480-8474, or email us at weekend@wscal.edu. And now here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Westminster Weekend was brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we give you an invite to join us for worship. 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. are the worship service times on the Lord's Day. You can visit us on the web at lindenurc.com, or you can give us a call, 360-318-0429. Again, that web address is lindenurc.com. We thank you for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.